Now, ladies and gentlemen, for your further listening pleasure, here are the songs of Dan Rowan and the lovely Dick Martin.
Have you ever been on television before?
No, it's my first time.
The first time on. Yeah. Well, let me explain to you what we're going to do.
Fine.
First of all, we work this show with three cameras.
Three cameras?
Yes, we have three cameras. We have one in the center over here.
Uh-huh.
We have one on the side.
Oh, yeah.
And one over here on this side.
By God.
Now, all three of these cameras are immobile.
They're where?
They're fixed.
I didn't know that.
Yes, they're stationary cameras.
Oh.
They don't move.
You said fixed, I was wondering.
Well, they're fixed in place.
I had my cat fixed a week ago Thursday.
Oh, no. It's not the same thing at all.
Oh, so, terrible Tom, we used to call him.
What's important is...
Oh, he was the terror of the neighborhood.
Well,
we had to have him fixed.
Yeah, but I want you to pay attention.
He just sits in the bread box and stares at me now.
Yeah. Now, it's very important that you...
We call him Sam Spade.
All right. Okay, just forget about your cat for a minute. I have to explain to you what we're going to do. Well, the important thing is just look at the camera where you see the red light. First of all, we'd like you to tell us something about yourself. We know that you are a doctor.
Yes, a DM.
An MD.
MD.
MD. Doctor, in medicine today, it seems to me that most men are specializing.
Well, what's happened an awful lot today in medicine is that we have found that in medicine that many of the people, particularly the doctors, are specializing.
Yes, well, I'm certainly glad you cleared that up for us.
We were talking about that old last Thursday down at the doctor place.
The hospital.
The hospital.
The hospital, yeah. And how about you, doctor? What's yours?
Bourbon, if you have it.
No. No, doctor, I mean, in what field do you operate, sir?
Well, we don't operate in the field. We have a new building.
No. I know you have a building.
Some of the older ladies complained of grass stains.
Well, are you an obstetrics?
No, we're down next to the elevator.
No. Doctor, I mean, you do have a specialty. Someone comes to see you, your name's on the door there.
Oh, yes.
And it's as your specialty.
Right, I'm a surgeon.
Surgeon.
C-E-R-G-O-N.
You're a general surgeon?
Yes, I do.
You do general surgery?
Yes, I am.
Well, whichever is correct, of course, we realize you don't operate alone.
No, we like to have a patient there.
No. Doctor.
You go cutting right through the wood, otherwise.
No. Doctor, I mean that you do have a crew to assist you.
Oh, fine.
You see, I'm asking you these questions because I would imagine there must be thousands of young men around the country.
Well, there must be. I can't get on a golf course.
Yes, I know. I meant watching our program tonight. And I'll bet you a lot of these young fellows are interested in medicine.
Well, I hope so, because we've got a lot of it we're trying to sell.
No, they don't want to buy any medicine.
We're overstocked in Oreo-Mias.
No, doctor, I mean, some of these young fellows watching the show tonight might have an interest in a medical career.
Oh, hallelujah.
Well, we certainly need them.
Well, we need them down at the doctor place.
At the hospital,
the hospital.
Yes, but of course, I think these young fellows should realize you just don't get to be a doctor.
No, sir, you've got to study.
Study. Long, hard period of training.
Certainly are.
You have to study everything.
Study is as study does.
Isn't that the truth?
You must read lots of pamphlets and hang around the drugstore.
Oh, yes. Pharmaceuticals is a great study.
It certainly can.
Yeah. Doctor, you were very high in your class.
No, I get high on weekends.
No, doctor. You graduated magna cum laude.
Magna cum laude.
Right,
yes, sir.
Right there. Number one in a class of over 400.
412, yes, sir. I was class president and captain of the lacrosse team.
Is that so?
And I was also the valedictorian.
That's the
one.
Valedictorian of your class. In your valedictory address, doctor, you included a motto.
I certainly was.
Now, I haven't heard this motto, but I understand this is the thought that you claim is responsible for having put you in this eminent position you now enjoy in the medical world.
Medical world is as medical world does.
Well, that isn't the motto.
No.
Well, I wonder if we could prevail upon you, doctor, to pass your motto on to our television audience at this time. You know, it might help some of these young fellows would like to follow in your footsteps.
I'd be more than coiled.
Oh, you're wonderful.
Thank you.
I knew you were top drawer.
Thank you. The motto that has helped me through life and through school, and it goes, how many times have we jumped over and said to ourselves, let's go back. These are the new things, and throw out, and we go back, and human life is paved, and we must walk the white line of light, and know that each of us that has ever and gone back has known that the new, don't touch me, the newness, we can feel that as you lift it as you. Know not why, but why know not. These are the things that we worry. All of us, gather bunch of it and throw it against the wall sometimes.
Well, sure there was something in there for almost everybody.
I hope so.
Yeah. Doctor, I want to thank you for taking some of your valuable time and spending it here with us tonight.
Well, I feel that if I can bring...
Yes, well, I'm still working on throw it against the wall, so we'll work on that. But I did want to ask you one question before you left, Doctor. Right. You're familiar with this great problem that's... just covering the whole world, the population explosion.
Oh, big problem, big problem.
And I don't have the figures readily at hand, but I understand that somewhere in the world there's a woman having a baby every couple seconds.
Yes, that's the problem. We've got to find her and stop her.
All right, Doctor.
I don't mind you not showing up for rehearsals. We've all gotten a little bit used to your not being around here, but you could at least let us know where you are.
Were you worried?
Well, of course we're worried about you. I called your house every hour on the hour.
Why don't you call my girl's place?
Well, I don't know her number.
Well, call the police. They know her number.
Oh, come on. I don't know why you don't find yourself a nice, solid, substantial girl.
A big broad?
Not a big. You just waste all your time.
Why should I give up all those swingers?
You don't. No, you're blowing the whole life. You're wasting your whole life, the best years of your life, with all those swingers.
What? It's those swingers that are making my life.
You know, if you keep this up, they're going to be studying you at Harvard.
Or Vassar.
Yeah. Trouble? Boy, you're in for some kind of trouble.
What?
Well, I saw you the other night. I figure you got to get killed. You walked up that girl at the bar. You didn't even know her.
I just gave her a little kiss on the cheek.
Yeah. How about the guy sitting next to her?
I never touched him.
No, I never touched him. Happened to be her husband. You get a look at the size of that guy?
Huh.
Why, if he saw you do that, he's going to hand it.
What do I care? He looks at me sideways. I give him a little, ha!
Yeah, well, then what's he going to do? What's that?
Well, that's karate.
Oh, come on.
Well, sure.
What do you know about karate?
I go to karate school.
How long you been going to a karate school?
What time is it now?
No, I mean, you really been studying karate, and
sure.
That's what they teach you
at
karate?
They teach you that, and they teach you, ha, ha!
Well, that one I've seen before there.
You get one of those, then you don't need all that ha, ha, ha.
Hey, you know, there's something I'd like to talk to you about.
What?
Marriage.
You want to get married?
Oh, no, come on. You know I'm married.
Huh?
Well, who do you think that girl is that's been traveling with me for 3 years?
I figured you had a little something going.
Oh, come on. You know, you've been with me in Chicago, New York, Vegas. Where do you think
it's
I...
It's a travel agent.
Oh, she's not. I want to talk about you.
Yeah?
Do you know that there's just something that's a little depressing? It's terrible, the kind of life you lead.
Why?
Well, every night of your life, you're running around from one nightclub to the next. And you know the trouble? You think you're having a good time.
Isn't that silly?
Yeah. Yeah. You're missing half the fun.
They open a new place?
No, they didn't open a new place. I mean, there's a lot to go on for marriage. Marriages are made in heaven.
So's thunder and lightning.
Don't you know how wonderful it'd be to come home at night and find a lovely, beautiful girl standing there waiting for you, a girl that you loved?
Would my wife allow that?
Oh, come on. You've got to think...
I thought that was a no-no.
No. You have to think about the future.
Yeah?
The future. Listen, when you get old, who's going to take care of you when you're old? Who's going to nurse you when you're sick and feed you when you're hungry? Who's going to worry about you when you're old and gray?
Lyndon B. Johnson.
You know, every year at this time, I go to a camp.
Oh, really?
Sure.
I didn't know that. What camp is it?
Well, it's just a little camp upstate, a little bit.
Yeah, well, where is it? Maybe I've been there.
No, I don't think you've ever been to this camp. It's just a little place hidden away, a lot of bushes around it, you know.
Yeah, well, what's the name of the camp?
Well, it's Camp Sunny Sunshine.
Sunny Sunshine? One of these places where the sun worshippers...
Not so loud. Let's just say it's a topless camp, that's all.
That's not bad.
From the toes up.
Oh. I like it. What do you want to go to a place like that for?
Hey, baby.
No. I mean, what...
Oh, you meet pretty ladies there. Well, I found a girl there. She was great. She was very bashful, though.
Now, what's a bashful girl doing at a place like Camp Sunny Sunshine?
Well, a lot of this.
Why didn't you tell me you wanted to get away? You could go to my place out in the desert.
You're kidding.
Beautiful out there.
Yeah?
Miles away from anybody.
I didn't know
Oh,
that.
There's nothing like it. You get up with the dawn.
Yeah?
You get out there 5 o'clock in the morning all by yourself. Walk out into the desert. You stand there and you just stare at a yucca tree.
Huh?
You know, I've sat out there. I've looked at 700 yucca trees. No two of them shaped alike.
At Camp Sunny Sunshine, same thing with the girls. No two of them.
Now, Frank, you know, the picture of you at a camp like that is really kind of funny.
What?
Well, look at the way you're getting flabby.
Oh.
Yeah, you are. It's all the way you eat.
You're kidding. I'm getting fat.
That's right. You know, all you need is positive thinking.
Huh?
Whenever you get hungry, just say, I am not hungry. Say it out loud. I am not hungry.
I tried that.
How'd it work?
I can't talk with my mouth full.
Oh, come on. And an alcohol is no good for you.
I'll drink to that.
Nah, you... They have a lot of help for people that have that kind of problem. There's a new pill.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. You take this pill, you're not hungry for 8 hours.
Sleeping pill?
No, it's not a sleeping pill. It's a diet pill.
Oh, if I'm awake, I'm hungry.
You know what you really need?
What?
To help you, a lot of people just diet. What you really need is exercise. You haven't exercised since you left high school. Exercise is great for you. Put you in trim.
I get all the exercise I need painting.
Painting? Yeah. I didn't know you. What do you paint?
Pictures. I got a little girl comes in twice a week.
No. I mean real exercise. You know, every morning of my life, the first thing in the morning, before I have my breakfast, before I shower, before I read my mail, I run 5 miles.
Oh, you ought to move that mailbox closer to the house.
I mean, it's every morning, 5 miles out there. It's great. It's wonderful for
I
you.
Tried running 5 miles once.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah, it's great. I slept all the way back in the cab.
I'm telling you about exercise. It's great for the heart. You'll live longer.
Huh, I don't know
it's
about
true.
That. I got a friend you wouldn't believe. Exercise, that's all he thought of.
Yeah.
Push-ups, exercise. Oh, why, at 33 years old, he went just like that.
I don't believe it.
Truck hit him.
Oh, God. I'll tell you one thing. You get a little exercise every day at nighttime, boy, you will sleep like that.
I feel terrible.
Well, what's the matter?
I'm not getting enough rest.
Why don't you go to bed and go to sleep?
I do, but I dream. It's all those dreams.
Oh, really? Well, dreams are good for you. They're very good. They're necessary.
You're kidding.
Why, certainly. Hey, did you ever go in the kitchen and see a tea kettle sitting on the stove? Did you ever just stand there and look at that tea kettle?
I've never been that drunk.
No, I mean, you know...
You stare at tea kettles?
No, you don't stare at
tea kettles. They're going to haul you away.
Now, wait a minute. You take a tea kettle, right?
Yeah.
You fill it full of water, you put a fire under it. What does a tea kettle do? That's right. You know what it's doing?
No.
It's letting off steam, and that's what dreams do for you. They let you let off steam. You should be glad to be dreaming.
Yeah, but I got this one dream that worries me.
Oh, you got a dream that worries you. That's pretty bad. What is it?
Same thing every night.
Oh, yeah.
Same thing. Now, I go to sleep, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm asleep, and I'm dreaming, and there's a knock on the door.
Yeah.
I wake up, I open the door.
Yeah, well, who's there?
A lady in a bikini.
Well, do you know her?
I do after 5 or 10 minutes.
Come on, seriously, that's what you dream. You have the same dream every night?
Some nights I wake up screaming.
What are you screaming?
Come in!
Well, in the morning after a dream like that, are you tired?
Depends how long she stays.
Oh, come on. Well, actually, you know, if you're serious about that dream, it's a perfectly normal dream. Why should it worry you?
Well, I moved to a new apartment this morning. I'm not too sure she knows the new address.
I see. Office and take care of. Is that the only dream you have?
No, sometimes I dream of steam shovels.
Steam shovels?
Thousands and thousands of steam shovels.
Well, what are they doing? No. And that's all? There's just a lot of steam shovels out in the field whistling?
Well, they're moving.
Oh, well, then somebody's driving them.
A lady in a bikini.
Let me ask you, do you ever eat late at night? I mean, just before you go to bed, you eat?
Well, sure, I have a little snack.
Well, that may be the clue to the whole thing. For example, what did you eat last night before you went to bed?
Well, let's see, I ordered a couple of pizzas.
Pizzas?
Yeah.
You eat a couple of highly seasoned pizzas before you go to bed?
I love pizzas.
Well, that's terrible.
Well, I wash them down with a little Chianti, and then I go to sleep.
Well, imagine, what do you dream about?
An Italian lady.
I know, wearing a bikini.
No, mostly anchovies, melted cheese, little tomatoes.
You know, you ought to see a doctor about this.
I did.
What'd he say?
Come in!
You gonna take a vacation?
No, I don't have time.
Where are you going? What do you mean you don't have time?
Well, you've got to get around, you know. I mean, I have certain obligations.
Well, no, but it's a great time of the year. You know, the spring of the year, you can get out and study wildlife. You know, out there where everything's wild, man.
Yeah.
You know, that's
my dressing room is pretty wild.
No. I mean, I'm talking about that virgin territory.
Yeah, that's it. How'd you know?
No. Up there in the hills, you can see some wonderful things up in those woods. Oh, yeah, that camping out is a lot of fun. You see a lot of things that you don't run into ordinarily.
Yeah.
And if you get interested in that kind of thing, boy, it can mean a lot to you. Like, you like to watch birds.
Huh?
They have whole societies, you know, for bird watching.
How do you go about that?
What do you mean? You just lie out in the field.
That's a good start.
You lie out there with a strong pair of glasses, and you can study things, boy, and you'll learn about nature. Huh. But a lot of guys start very young when they do that.
Doing what?
Studying nature. Oh. Like when you were a kid, your mother told you about the birds and the bees?
Well, that was my sex education.
Yeah, I know, but you see...
She told me about the birds and the bees when I was in the bathtub with my rubber duck.
Well, did she?
Yeah.
There
I was
there
with the rubber duck floating it around.
And she...
And she told me about the chickens.
The chicken?
Oh, yeah.
The story of the egg.
No, before the egg.
What do you mean before
the hen gets in the corner and the rooster comes along, va-va-boom. Boy, I understood that pretty good.
That part you understood.
Oh, the rubber duck went flying.
Well, to
this day, I can't figure flowers.
What do you mean you can't figure flowers?
How do flowers fool around?
Oh, come on. Flowers don't fool around.
Come on. I figure under the ground, they're going, hey, baby.
You mean nobody ever told you about pollination?
Is that where stuff's floating in the water?
No, that's pollution.
Oh, pollution.
No, pollination. Flowers have to be pollinated. The male flower has pollen, which has to be sent to the female flower.
Hmm.
Now, if you have a whole field of flowers and the male flower's way over in one corner of the field and the female's over on the other side, how do you think that pollen gets over there?
I figure in the middle of the night, the male flower gets up.
No. There are four ways for a flower to be pollinated.
Whee!
Four ways. One way is by the wind.
The wind?
That's right.
With the flower?
Certainly. The wind blows across the top of the flower, and that flower has a long, hairy stigma. And it has...
You're putting me...
No. And it has very dry pollen.
Oh.
And when... Well, that's good.
Is it good?
Well, certainly, because the wind picks the pollen up and scatters it.
By George.
That's the wind. Now, some flowers are pollinated by insects.
Insects?
Insects. That flower has sticky pollen.
Sticky pollen.
Some flowers are pollinated by hand. There are some flowers...
Hold it! What's this one by hand?
Well, that's like a gardener.
The gardener fools around with the flowers?
No, he's not fooling around. He has them in a hothouse.
Sure he has.
He goes by with a little brush.
He's a dirty old man.
No, he's not either. The man is a horticulturist.
I'll bet he is.
And that's what he does. Now then, some flowers, of course, use self-pollination.
Whoops.
Well, certainly, the perfect flower has both male and female parts.
Ain't that handy.
If there's no outside agency to do the job for him, it certainly is.
I guess so.
But the most interesting and one of the most fascinating stories in nature is the relationship between the bee and the flower.
The bee fools around with the flower?
No, the bee doesn't even know it's pollinating.
You're kidding.
No.
You see, I've been that drunk myself someday.
I mean, for instance, you see, the bee, in the first place, doesn't know about the pollen. He's after the nectar.
Oh.
The nectar in the flower.
Oh.
And remember now, the pollen is sticky.
Yeah.
And the bee has furry little feet.
Does that help?
Well, of course it helps.
Well, I'll wear my socks from now on.
I mean, it helps in this way. When the bee lights on the tip of the pistil...
The what?
It's a part of the flower.
Oh.
When he lights on the tip of the pistil, he's there to get the nectar.
Oh.
But the pollen sticks to his feet. Now, he'll leave this flower and stop at another flower. And the pollen he's picked up on his feet from this one, he'll leave a little on that one.
Huh.
Yeah.
And that makes other flowers?
Well, he'll cover a whole field.
Well, that's what happened to Donald at the picnic.
What happened to Donald at the picnic?
He pollinated three girls.
No, he didn't pollinate anybody.
He had to move to Pittsburgh.
Well, I don't care where he had them. Well, he didn't pollinate. Have you ever seen a beehive?
Sure.
You know what's inside a beehive?
A lot of little compartments.
Little compartments.
And the female bee's in there, and the male bee flies home at night and says, hey, baby.
No. That's a honeycomb in there.
Yeah.
And the bee we're talking about doesn't have any sex.
What?
That's right. He is a worker.
Yeah?
His whole job is work, work, work. That's all he does. Now, everybody in the bee society has a job to do.
After he works, couldn't he?
No. I tell you, he has no sex.
That's terrible.
Is neuter. He's neither male nor female.
Well, make up his mind.
Well, no, the bees are produced from the queen.
Yeah.
The queen bee lives 15, 20 years, produces thousands of bees.
Huh.
Only has romance once.
She didn't like it, huh?
No, it isn't that she didn't like it.
She ought to try it again.
Her job is to
produce... I didn't like avocados when I...
That hasn't anything to do with it. It's a matter of instinct with the bees. You see, have you ever heard of the nuptial flight?
Is that United or...
The nuptial flight of the queen bee.
Yeah.
On the day of the nuptial flight, the drones... I didn't tell you about the drones. Those are males. You don't see them except on this one day. See, they stay in the hive. The other bees take care of them.
Uh-huh.
But on the day of the nuptial flight, the young virgin queen leaves the hive.
Yeah.
And she starts into life on her own, and all the drones take off after
her. They all go.
The whole gang of them go after
her.
But only one of them gets her.
He nails her.
Well, maybe a more poetic way to put it. But you see, he becomes what they call the prince consort to the queen.
Yes.
And they marry while they're in the air.
Huh?
I say, they consummate the marriage while they're in flight.
While they're flying? You're kidding.
Yeah. Now.
The only way to fly.
want to find out what happens now, I'll tell you, because it's a fascinating process. Do you know what she does the minute it's over?
She says, light me a cigarette.
No. The minute it's over,
happens to me.
She is so anxious to get started on this new life that she just takes off.
She leaves him?
So fast that she always takes part of him with her when she goes.
The hell you say?
That's right. Now, she'll get on
which
to
part?
His reproductive part.
Why, that's terrible.
Well, it's all over for him.
I guess so.
No, he's done his job.
That's his job?
That's it.
He's a dummy.
What are you talking about?
Should have nailed her in the flower bed with Donald.
Now, the queen will go on and never have romance again.
I guess not. The word gets out. Look out for Helen. She'll grab it and run.
You don't understand anything I've told you, for heaven's sake.
Where do you get all these dirty books?
They're not dirty books. You read them in biology class. How are you going to learn about life if you don't read and study?
Well, you don't learn about life by reading, let me tell you. You learn about life by living it.
Well, you don't observe, is your
problem. I don't, huh? Yeah. Ho, ho, ho. Last night I observed.
What'd you observe?
You wouldn't believe what I saw.
What?
At a bar. Why, two guys sitting there hugging and kissing and holding hands. It was terrible.
No kidding.
I turned to the fellow I was dancing with. I said,
oh, come on, get it. You all week again, and I've been looking for you.
What?
Oh, I got some wonderful news for you.
Her father lost his shotgun.
What shotgun? Whose father?
I don't know. I never stopped to look.
No. I found just what you need.
Yeah, where is she?
Oh, come on. This is a new organization. It guarantees to find you the kind of girl you want or your money back.
It costs money?
Well, of course, they run it like a business. You have to pay a registration fee.
What does she do?
Well, she pays a registration fee.
Well, how about if I call her direct? Huh? No, we can save the money and spend it on something more useful.
Like what?
Oh, a case of wine is what I had in mind.
No, this is a very reliable organization. It's a real great new thing. It's called Mates Incorporated.
How's that again?
Mates Incorporated. They'll do anything to make you happy.
Will they chip in on my bar bill?
No, now listen. Don't you ever think about settling down with a nice girl?
7 nights a week.
No, I'm serious. I mean a girl to spend the rest of your life with. Now, let me ask you, what are you looking for in a girl?
Oh, heart, liver, lungs, kidneys.
All right. So you want a nice, healthy girl?
Well, I wouldn't want one that needs a lot of dental work.
All right. Assuming they find you a nice, healthy girl, what are you interested in? All right. I have just what you need.
You got me a Wildy with good teeth?
No. No, it's not that way.
Can you get her here by 11 o'clock?
No, this process works, but it takes a little time.
Hey, maybe it'd be better if I'd meet her in the morning so I wouldn't waste the whole night.
No, now listen, this is all you have to do. You fill out a form, and Mates Incorporated finds you a girl who already has her form filled out.
Oh, I'll drink to that.
Yeah. Now, they'll guarantee to find you a girl who's interested in the same things you are.
Hey, baby.
Yeah, and same interest, and they'll even send her to you.
In a plain brown wrapper, I hope. My landlady's fine.
No, and as I say, they guarantee it. If the first mate isn't what you want, they'll send you a second mate.
I want a girl, not a sailor.
It's for your protection. And the girls are all coded by numbers.
Like the walls in a phone booth?
No, they have a reason for that. They code them by numbers. It keeps it sort of anonymous. And also, you can find exactly what you're looking for.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you know what it is you're looking for. Well, what's that? You want a girl with a twitch? Whatever you want, they'll find it. But just don't treat it lightly, because here's a real great chance for you to find a girl who's going to take care of you for many years.
Yeah, what I'm really looking for is a few Wildies to tide me over to Medicare.
But you have to be honest with them. You have to tell them exactly the kind of girl you're looking for, and they'll screen them for you.
Couldn't I just mix the martinis and screen them myself?
No, it's not that casual, because after all, this may be the girl who's going to walk down life's highway with you.
She's a hitchhiker?
No, I'm convinced it's the only way a guy like you's ever going to find the right girl.
I'm not doing too bad with the wrong ones.
And the first thing you have to do is figure out exactly what you expect from a girl. Now, you want her to be pretty.
That's number two.
After the show, I want you to fill out the questionnaires, because I'm going to see to it that you find the right wife to share your bed and board.
Board?
Sure.
Let me ask you a question.
Go ahead.
Now, you go to a store and buy a couple of peaches.
That's right.
Right. Now, you want them ripe, but not too ripe.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you don't want some machine to pick out the best peaches, do you?
Oh, no. I want to squeeze them myself.
Well, then let me find the girl the way I want to.
Well, but it may take years.
Well, I hope you're right.
Well, I guess there's nothing I can do to help you.
Oh, there is.
Hey, give me that.
No.
Well, that's my little black book.
I'd like to ask you something about this book.
Well, it wouldn't do you any good anyway. It's all in code.
Yeah, I know. There's some awful strange-looking things in here. Now, you say it's in code?
Yeah.
Here's one right now I can figure out.
What?
It says Ada.
Yeah.
36-26-36. Now, that's pretty obvious.
What obvious? Huh, Ada has a 36 Chevy. She gets 26 miles to a gallon. And her husband works from 3 to 6.
That's a code.
Break that code, boy.
You know, before I came out here, I counted them. You got 126 girls' names in this book. Now, that's disgusting.
Which one?
No, no, I mean, the idea of that many girls for one guy. It's just, in the first place, how can you meet that many girls?
There are 8 million stories in the naked city.
Oh, come on. No, I mean, you're not gonna find that many. You're sick.
What? I like to think of it as Medicare for the young.
Medicare for the... Very, very cute. But I want to ask you something. Now, you have everything in alphabetical order, but you don't know anything about filing. You have Betty under W.
Well, she's a wildie. Where would I put her?
That's true, I suppose. Well, where did you meet Betty?
In a steam room.
In a steam room? Well, you can't see in a steam room. How'd you know it was a girl?
Well, she's the only one that danced backwards. Spotted her right away.
Yeah, well, all right.
Oh.
You know, I'm glad to see this one. Now, this is nice. You have one nice girl, so far as I can read this code that's in the whole book, one nice, Helen. She doesn't drink. She doesn't swear. She's home every night by 9. That's nice.
There's no such person as Helen.
Well, it's right there in the book.
Well, that's just in case my mother finds the book, you see. What does she know? She can't even figure out the steam room.
What about what is this one here? You have Miriam - Queen Juliana.
That means Miriam will go Dutch. You're no good without a code,
Dan. Yeah, I know. Now, you have one here with an Oscar after her name.
No? Right. She's an award winner.
But that's all there is. What if you wanted to call her? There's no phone number.
I just turn to the guy from Price Waterhouse and say, may I have the envelope, please?
But you don't know who you're getting. Here's one I want to ask you about. On this back page here, you have all the astronauts listed.
Yeah.
Now, there's no girl's name, just all the names of the astronauts.
Right.
Glenn, Shepard.
Right.
What does that mean?
That's Shirley.
Well, how can I be Shirley?
Well, her condition is gold. No, it doesn't get any better than that.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. Here's a song that really looks like it's going to take off. It started in a Broadway show.
Are we going to sing?
You just go sit down someplace and cool it. Here's a song, as I say.
Could I help you with it?
Well, how are you going to help me with it? You don't play an instrument.
I could introduce your song for you.
You could what?
I could introduce your song.
Introduce the song?
Yeah, I could introduce it.
Introduce.
What?
Introduce. You do have a little speech problem.
Whom?
You.
Me?
Yeah.
No.
Yes, you do. You're always slurring your syllables.
I didn't slur my lips.
Yes, you do. And especially for television, you have to speak distinctly.
Speak distinctly.
You must use each phrase and syllable as if it were very important. Very good.
Very good.
Very good.
Very
now,
good.
You see, if you spoke like that all the time, you would really...
They'd haul me away.
You'd be in better shape, you see. You're always mumbling like you're complaining all season long about the dressing room.
Well, and why not ho-ho, may I say ha-ha?
Well, what's the matter with our dressing room?
Well, on the floor. You have crepe it and I have linoleum. Why shouldn't it be?
Wait a minute. What do I have on the floor?
Crepe it.
No.
I just have
linoleum. Wait, let's take it one at a time. I have carpet.
Yeah.
Try it like this. Car.
Car.
Pet.
Pet.
Carpet.
Carpet.
Very good.
Very good.
Now, what do you have on the floor?
Linoleum.
No, there isn't any such thing as linoleum.
I got a corner in the market that's all over the floor.
No. Try it like this. Lin.
O-O-Li-Um. Linoleum.
How would you say aluminum?
I try to avoid it.
See how you could be a bigger idiot.
I'm not ambitious.
No, you've just gone as far as you want to go. I just really can't figure you out.
Well, I can't leave my dog alone.
Your dog? What dog?
Well, I got a new puppy. Oh, yeah, they say he comes from a family of champions.
Oh, really? You got papers on him?
No, under him. Under him.
Good idea. What kind of dog is he?
Well, he's a mixed breed.
Oh, really? They make wonderful pets. That's the most popular kind.
Yeah.
Do you know who his parents were?
Well, let's see. His mother was a Chinese Pekingese, and his father was an Irish Terrier.
An Irish Terrier?
Not if you listen to the Chinese Pekingese.
That's a funny-looking dog.
Oh, golly.
Really?
Pink and a terrier.
Yeah, we call him a pea terrier.
You have a lot of little mixture?
Oh, are you kidding?
Yeah.
Why, every morning we romp out in the yard.
I'd like to ask you something. We've been working together a long time. I've never been invited to your place. I don't even know where you live.
Well, it's about a block from the car barn.
The what?
The car barn where they park the trolley cars.
The street cars in Beverly Hills in 20 years.
Well, don't tell me. Tell those 50s on that.
How can you spend a whole week house cleaning? You only have two rooms, right?
Right.
And you spend a whole week cleaning just those two rooms?
Well, you got to beat the rugs. That takes time,
beat
you know.
Beat the rugs?
Sure.
Don't you have a vacuum cleaner?
A what?
A vacuum cleaner. You just plug it into a wall socket.
Into the where?
You don't even have electricity?
For what? I've got a kerosene lamp.
Kerosene lamp. That kerosene is bad for your eyes.
I don't put it in my eyes.
Put it in the lamp. Yeah. Beautiful. What kind of place you got?
Well, it's a beautiful place. $12 a year.
I don't have to see it to know that for $12 a year, it can't be much.
Well, it's not bad, and I'm only there at night. I wouldn't want to be there in the daytime anyway. Yeah. Well, with all those cars going through, you know.
You live in a car wash.
Yeah.
That's the most...
Well, it's a little soggy, but I call it home.
Imagine a children's hospital network that boldly goes where none have gone before, and that's Shriners Hospitals for Children. Shriners Hospitals combine state-of-the-art research and teaching programs with world-class orthopedic burn, spinal cord injury, and cleft lip and palate medical care. At Shriners, tomorrow's medical care is here today. Call 1-800-361-7256 for more information. Shriners, having fun and helping kids.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, Laugh Tracks, a show about comedy. We just finished listening to an LP by Rowan and Martin featuring the late Dick Martin, died last week at the age of 86, best known as the hosts of Laugh-In. And that LP was from 1967 on Epic Records. Continuing now with that theme, we're going to listen to one of two Laugh-In LPs that was released by Epic Records in the late 1960s. This one... I believe came out in 1969.